Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the conversation. What the heck? I put Thursday. I did a Joe Biden. That's what they call it now. That's what happens when you when Joe Biden and you screw up. But tonight on the program, folks, Ilhan Omar is anti-Semitic. She hates America, but I'm an immigrant, and people hate me because they're anti-immigrant and anti-black and anti-sexist and anti-Muslim, and that's a problem with immigrants. Most people come here because they escape another country, and some people just want that lifestyle here. It's crazy because some people actually want that. Okay. I'm so tired of all these people. Well, you know, Trump's mismanagement of America and this COVID-19 crisis and all this. All these people are saying Trump mismanaged COVID-19 when they were there with Pence trying to impeach him and doing all this crap. You know, it's nuts. How many mountains of bodies must pile up week after week in Democrat-controlled Chicago before something's done? Or in Baltimore? I don't get it. Go woke, go broke is Sunday Night Football. Ratings go down 17%. I can't believe it's that low. Should be a lot worse. Gingrich on Kaepernick. Protests. Yes. Gingrich, a long time ago. Ruth Bader, not Gingrich, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Came out and said, like, I think it's dumb and disrespectful. Well, I mean, we need to honor her legacy by, because she said that you shouldn't pick a Supreme Court justice until after the elections. We need to honor her wishes. She don't get no wish. Okay, well then, Justice Scalia, on his deathbed, said that all conservatives should be judges, you know, and vice versa, all judges should be constitutional conservatives. Do your math. I wish I could be a millionaire and I could claim that I'm oppressed. Like all these billionaire athletes. Then you got Kuhn. That dude is a... Kuhn's is so stupid. I think Biden's going to lead us away from our founding fathers' sin and white supremacy and slavery. I mean, he's, you know, Trump's just botched this whole thing. We have record high stock markets and that can't be. We have COVID-19 that he mismanaged to get the economy back to Obama levels. We can't have that. And then flipping out. I want to get into that. Look at all the cannabis. If you got all, if you grow it, there's tons of scraps. I'll tell you what you can do with it. And also Embarrassment FC, what's the latest with them, and so much more. Mark 11:24. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that, you'll receive it. It'll be yours. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you to everyone in Zimbabwe for listening. I got two countries in Africa now that listen. It's really fascinating, it really is, when you find a new country that listens and you try to find out about them, like what language they speak, you know, like what their population is, what their, do they have elections? Do they, you know, is it a dictatorship? What kind of, obviously you probably didn't hear me if it was a dictatorial, top-down, dictatorial, authoritarian regime, but I just got a really dry throat, so I apologize, folks, for that. But Ilhan Omar, They hate me because they're anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant and anti-black and anti-sexist. Okay. No. When I have Jewish in me, in my DNA, and you're going to hate Jews? Yeah. When you say things that was a conservative saying, that they'd be playing that 24/7 on repeat. You know, they'd be having that boat with Pete and repeat. Pete comes out. Who's left? Repeat. You got a boat with two people. Pete and repeat. Pete jumps out. Who's left? Repeat. They'd just be repeating it over and over and over again. But she says, and this perfectly, it's okay to bash Jewish people. It's sad. You know, I'm going to tell my listeners something. You can do one thing. You can do anything and go anywhere with love. I've done all kinds of amazing things just on like, hey, out of my pure love, I helped make veggie burritos and string cheese to her. And it was incredible. And like hung out with these people and did stuff, and they hooked me up and I hooked them up, and just out of, with no money, broke, you know, at love, got me all kinds of stuff. But you can do a lot with just being kind to someone, because you never know you don't know what's going on the other side. I mean, I do see all kinds of stories, like where these people literally, they follow them with the news camera because they're like, oh, I'm homeless and da-da-da. And then they filmed them and they got like $400 from donations, and they see them get into a car and go back to a house with like four cars. But that's not everybody. You know, there are people that genuinely, you know, everyone's a human being in this country. You can poke fun at someone, but only God judges. I mean, don't judge people. You don't know what they've been through. But when they make comments like Omar does, where she said anti-Semitic remarks about Jewish people, It's sick. You know, she hates certain groups of people, but we can't hate her. Well, we don't hate her, we just like her. We disagree with her. Nearly 40 shot and 6 killed over the weekend in another great spot for Black Democrats. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. This is what I'm a part of this walkaway movement, and it's sad how many people, like, well, as soon as I turned 18 or when I started, but I didn't know who to vote. I don't know. I want to vote for who's I think's going to be best for me. Who should I vote for? What do you mean? You're Black. You vote Democrat. And so many people are coming out that have left that, like, yeah, I'm Black, so you're Black, so you vote Democrat. So, the party that enslaved you, segregated you, and Jim Crow lied you, you're supposed to vote for that? Show me one Democrat-controlled city that's been in Democrat hands for 20, 30 years where a Black person is better off. I know people, because of this pandemic, were making more money than they were. They're making more money unemployed on all this COVID benefits than they were working, so they did everything in their power to stay locked down. My pastor actually said this at the church one day. She goes, everyone's essential. Okay, you're essential to keeping that business open. You're essential to make money to put food on the table. You're essential. Everyone is essential. And it was just like, yeah, I mean, you think about it. If you want to put food on the table and pay for rent, I mean, this is the first outbreak of any kind where there's ever been lockdown in history. But it just sickens me that now there's stories coming out where, okay, yeah, Dad, I saw you have a Trump sign in your front yard. Okay? Yeah, I'm not going to subject my... If you want to take down that Trump flag and denounce Trump, then I will be more than happy as your son to come over and bring over the grandkids, but we're not going to subject our kids to that lion, SOB, racist, bigot, sexist pig. That is sickening. That there are people that are actually saying, okay, well, if you support Trump, then I'm done with you, Dad. You're not seeing the grandkids. They ain't coming over. You wanna denounce Trump, then we'll consider. That is sickening. But it's going on. You know, you don't have to agree with 199% everything I say. Like this. If you're wondering what I'm thinking, then you're getting inside my head. But if you know what I'm thinking, like, I get you. Then you're smart because you're okay. Yeah, I hate when I'm right. Because there's things that I've talked about on this program. Like from the very beginning. Trump should have been 100% for stuff in terms of this. He should have been 100% for things that he didn't want. That way, oh, we can't give Trump the benefit that we can't give him a victory. So we're going to, okay, he's going to start that border fence that Bush built. He's going to tear it down. We'd have had a wall built by now 10 foot taller than the one that's being built. Everything Trump's wanted, they've bent over backwards, spent trillions of dollars whenever they can to stop it. They have. They were all shoving a wall down our throats until Trump said, oh, we need to have a wall. Just like I think it was in South Carolina where they had a Confederate flag over this Capitol and all these Democrats wanted it. And then when the Republicans agreed with them and said it should stay up, then they instantly, oh, can you believe it? These racist Republicans want this Confederate flag up here. We want to take it down. Sir, as of yesterday, you were fighting to keep it up. Shut up. These Democrats have this notion, well, oh, at the last minute, I'm going to come in here and pretend like I care. Oh, I'm condoning these riots and these burnings of these cities. Has Trump done it? I have. I'm running for Senate, and I forget my name, but you know who I am. I'm that guy running for Senate. I would be a better candidate for Senate than that Trump guy. Sorry, my teleprompter's broken. I can't think on my own. Yeah. No, you never condoned the riots. You were the one calling Trump a xenophobe. How dare he ban travel from China, SOB, that racist mother. Oh, well, guess what happened? Well, he didn't do enough. Dr. Fauci said, it's funny when Dr. Fauci said that Trump did a good job in curbing this pandemic. No Democrat wants to talk about that. Those words coming out of his mouth. The thing that doesn't get me is, like with this pandemic, if it's against wearing a mask, if it's against, like, lockdown and saving kids, if it's not, like, pro-virus, then everyone's like, well, wow, you actually believe that, doctor? Wow, I don't know how he graduated school. Yeah, there's tests you can do when you put on a mask. To prove if it actually works or not. Now they try to debunk all these mask theories that they've used for many, 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 many years to prove this is how to know if the mask you're given actually works. So if you're sick and you want to keep other people from getting it, or if you're a germaphobe, how do you know if a mask works? How do you know? And all these tests that now they don't work. I'm going to show you how. Just because you can blow out a candle with a mask on doesn't mean it's ineffective. Nancy Pelosi. I just saw the clip, and I mean, these people have to be reading from teleprompters because she screwed up so bad. And she's talking to George Stephanopoulos, and she's like, he asked her a question, and all of a sudden, randomly, it's Sunday. Hi. And I think she realizes that she read something that makes no sense, and she's like, what the heck? How do I respond to that? Like, how do I get myself out of this? She's probably thinking in her head, like, okay, you would play this ever again. This gets out and gets leaked. She made no sense. It's clearly evident that she's not like cuckoo, well, she is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but she's seriously reading. Because she said it like she really meant it, like, and like after she said like five, like it's Sunday, she's like, like she boop, like she screwed up, like she sort of like when you go to read a Bible verse and then you read like the one below it, and then people look at you like funny, like, oh, whoops, I skipped a line, you know. It was like that, like where she read. And after she read like five, like it's Sunday, it just was like, oops. I guess the update on her teleprompter to fix the glitch didn't fix it. And she was, it's hilarious. Because it made, but it wasn't, she was like cognitive 100%. It wasn't like she was like Joe Biden, where he's not there, where anyone that's been around dementia patients knows there's something majorly wrong. She is essentially drunk. Yes, she is doing very well. I mean, you know, we're gonna get Trump impeached. We're gonna impeach him for the impeachment because he screwed up the last impeachment. So we're gonna impeach him for screwing it up. Stop drinking the rubbing alcohol, dear, and get out of Senate. You haven't done anything. San Francisco's a mess. Give these. It's like when the lady went into Baltimore. She was on The View. Kim Kasich, and she was on The View. Okay, they didn't give her 5 seconds, browbeating her. And of course, when Joey Behar had black people, oh, the black people support me, and because I watched a clip of this, and this guy goes, "You don't stand for me. You know, I don't support what you did. We were some blackface." And then I've told you on this program before, when I first saw blackface, I thought it was because if you ever hear stories of coal miners, the whites of their eyeballs are all you would see. Everything else would be nothing but black soot, every square inch of their body. And I always thought that that's what they were replicating, coal miners. But I guess not. But you got like AOC coming out. Oh, we're gonna impeach the Attorney General Barr and Trump, and we're going to stop the Supreme Court justice pick. We're going to stop that. We're going to make sure it doesn't happen. Because on her deathbed, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that we shouldn't pick the Supreme Court justice until after Trump is not reelected. Really? You're on your deathbed and you're more concerned about this Trump electing a Supreme Court nominee before the election than you are about saying goodbye to your family or saying goodbye to your loved ones? Really? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. That makes no sense. I mean, well, see, I have uncovered sources that on Justice Scalia's deathbed, and he wanted every judge to be a constitutional conservative, so we better honor that wish. But these people believe it. Well, did you hear what she said in her deathbed? Well, where's the audio of that? And do you really think that she's more... I would, if and this is hard to talk about, because it's a sensitive subject, but if you were to tell me, Kyle, well, if you can choose your last words, what would they be? I don't know. You need to think twice and speak once. And I'm very well known for speaking once, and now I speak twice and think, whoops, I didn't think on that one. But this is what I've said this before, and something, there's just a David Copperfield, David Blaine feeling to me in this world right now, where I have so many friends that are just like going back and forth and back and forth. It's like, okay, folks, I'm going to call you up and distract you while my buddy repos your car. Yeah, finance company called and said, hey, you ain't made payments? It's got to go. And that's what you do. That's what you do. And I feel like, you know, if you don't pay, hey, we got to distract this dude so we can get the Jeep or whatever, the boat, truck, van, SUV, plane. And I feel that's what they're doing. Like, they're trying, like, let's have people distracted by these riots while we do stuff over here. While everyone's arguing and pissing and moaning and complaining, do this, this, and this. And that doesn't make sense. You know? Because so many people are like, Trump wasn't impeached. Well, Bill Clinton was impeached. No, he was actually like Trump. They tried to impeach him, but they didn't have enough votes. And, well, you know, Bill Clinton was for, okay, if he lied about having sex with more than one woman, most people put it like this. When you have a pastor that ends up having like 5 or 6 wives, and they get found out that he's been with more than one woman, most pastors don't last after that because they're not deemed trustworthy. You know, I guess Bill Clinton can sleep with whoever he wants to. He can go to the island, and that's all fine. But, you know, he's honest in everything he... When he's on TV, when he's talking, when he's giving speeches, Bill Clinton's honest. But, like, behind the scenes, when he's sleeping with every woman under the sun, and Hillary knew about it. Well, wait a minute. Oh, you just want to get him out of the office, didn't you? I'm like, well, okay, so you're telling me that why would he be an honest man on television in front of the world as president, but behind the scenes, he's lying and sleeping around with every woman? If he's going to lie about sleeping with 75 women to the world, then what makes you think he's honest? Makes no sense. If the pastor's sleeping with 7 women, and they're all different, you're not going to really trust that pastor, believe that pastor, anything he says. Unless he's upfront and honest, hey, I'm your pastor. Yep, I sleep with multiple women. Okay, but if he gets caught doing that, and he was doing it behind closed doors, behind people's backs, then how can you trust anything that comes out of his mouth? But supposedly, you know, supposedly there's 2 types of impeachment. You know, well, this impeachment is worse than that. They tried to impeach him, but it wasn't a full impeachment because they didn't get enough votes. And if you're going to say that Trump abused power, then name one president that didn't abuse power. I can make up something that every president in our nation's history did to abuse power. George Washington, he didn't concede to the British. He should have just caved down to the British, and he abused his power by not backing down to the British. I mean, I could go on and on. It's just sad. Oh, we're gonna impeach Trump. That's what we're gonna do. They're gonna put Trump on double secret impeachment. It's a little known thing in the Constitution of the Democratic Party. Yeah, that's what I call it, the Constitution of the Democratic Party, because they make up all kinds of crap. Like I asked someone, okay, they got Trump on an abuse of power in this, or tried to in this impeachment thing. What was the explain to me what was the charge? They got him for abuse of power. Okay, what was the charge? I mean, then what did he do to get abuse of power? Let's pretend it's stealing. What did he steal? What did he actually do? What was the actual thing he did? You say he abused power, but what was the thing he did that you're saying was the abuse of power? And they can't answer that. There's abuse of power. Trust me, if they really would have, I could retire. Off of the money they've spent, I could live like Donald Trump off the money they spent investigating Trump. If they would have found something on him other than some made up, he abused power, they would have thrown that in America's faces. I need to see Trump's tax returns. Well, if they would have actually went after him and found anything in his taxes, I guarantee you, they probably went through records he didn't even know he has. Yeah, can you do a, can you investigate me like you did Trump? I just want to see what you find out on me. I'd probably be shocked. I've actually looked up some people before that I know really well, family members, and it's amazing what I can find on them, like addresses and things like that, lists like all these places they've ever lived. And go woke or go broke, as Sunday night football ratings crashed by 17%. It should be like 100%, but, you know, it's just sad. You know, I was watching one of my all-time, it's an old movie, I haven't seen it in years, Six Pack, where Kenny Rogers ends up trying to get back into racing, and he has, like, car parts stolen, and it's these kids that are doing it, and oh, it's a great, great, great movie. Love Will Turn You Around, that song by Kenny Rogers is like the theme of that song. It's just a great movie, and it's just when you see the old NASCAR, Winston Grand Nationals, the Grand National Series and the Winston Cup, because they had actual footage from the 1982 Coca-Cola 500. It's like, that was NASCAR. Now it's going in the toilet. Because it's gone woke and you got all this BS. I mean, people want to watch sports. That's why you watch now. ESPN might as well just be called ESPNBC. Because it's basically, like this one guy said, he was watching one of these NFL games, and for like the 13 minutes of pregame, it wasn't about the game at all. It was all about being woke and social justice and taking knees and all this political garbage. No one wants to watch that. We want to watch football, if you're going to watch football or baseball. If I want to do political stuff, I'll watch political news. I'll get the Epoch Times, or I'll get Breitbart, or something. It's just sad. But, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, we're ruthless now. But I think it's, like she said, like, people aren't talking about that, but she actually came out and said that she thought that what Kaepernick was doing was dumb and disrespectful. Now, no matter what you think of the lady, she was an amazing woman. You don't have to agree with her politically. But I just wonder what they're going to do because, I mean, I guarantee you they're going to, right, I guarantee you they've got a list, like, they've got a list of his candidates that they believe are the top ones, and they have insiders, and I guarantee you they're right now going through trying to dig up anything they can on, dig up on these five candidates, and they're probably, I would love to run for president as a Republican just to see what they dig up on me, see what they come up on me. I did that. I'd have, like I've said, I'd be like out there, hello, my name is Kyle Wolcott, and I'm running for president of the United States. Look, this is just a little tell-all. If somebody finds out something I did that I shouldn't have, I'm guarantee I did it. Okay. That woman, she gave me her money back. Yeah, I tried to have a good, I paid a woman to have a good time, and she said I wasn't good enough, so she gave me my money back. So, I mean, was it really that good? But I did it, though. Yeah, that's me. Let me see what else here. Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, that time I pounded the beers and prayed to the portion of God's all night throwing up. Yeah, I did that. That cannabis. I inhaled. Heck, yeah, man. I held it in, blacked out. I'd be on. See, if a candidate did that, I could respect them. Oh, yeah, I had this right here is a black book. Oh, yeah, it's got all kinds of women's names. Yep. I could at least respect them. No, they do all this shady stuff behind your back, like Bill Clinton did. And then you're, oh, Bill Clinton was honest. Like, they're honest as president, but behind closed doors, oh, that's just trying to get rid of the, you can't have it both ways. You know, either what Trump's done is good or it's not. You can't say that he's a xenophobe for banning travel to China, but then say he didn't do enough. You can't say, okay, well, you can't have me as a dishwasher doing the dishes all the time and give me praise, and then 3 months and I'll say, hey, you didn't do the dishes great. You didn't really do them at all. Well, you want me to, I got a body cam on, you want me to replay? You know, you can't have it both ways. But the Democratic Constitution, they have their own playbook where they're allowed to change their stance every 24 hours and expect people to notice. And when they lie to make Trump look bad and Trump calls out the lies, then they make up more lies to try to attack him to cover up the first lies, and they make no sense. I don't know how people can buy this. I'm more likely to die unarmed being shot by a cop than a black person is. But people don't want to hear it. That's not true, whatever. I don't, it's facts. The Washington Post has those statistics, unless they've taken them down because it doesn't fit the narrative, but that's the problem. People don't want to know anything. You know? They don't teach any history anymore. You don't need a Senate hearing. You don't need a Senate hearing to approve a Supreme Court justice. If Trump approves someone, You don't have to have that. It's just something that's evolved. And they're going to have a three-day hearing. So they're basically taking all these top picks. And I guarantee you, they're going like hell with millions of people trying to dig up anything they can on any of his picks so they can start defacing that family and going off. And I hope his Supreme Court nominee is a black woman. I just want to see. Because, see, we go to church because we're not perfect and we need God every hour. Oh, I need God so much. That ain't funny. But if they're a Christian, oh, you screwed up. I'd be like, oh, I did? Oh, no. Wow. Since when did my name become Jesus Christ? Since when did I become Jesus Christ? Because he's the only perfect person that ever lived. So, I guess you're assuming because I'm a Christian, I'm a perfect person. That's what I'm assuming. I mean, but you got these idiots like Coons coming out. Well, you know, Biden's going to lead us past, you know, Trump has divided this nation even further. These rioters are Trump supporters. You know, the Democrats are the peaceful ones. It's the millions of black Trump supporters that are looting their own communities and stealing from them. I highly doubt those videos, footages of those stores with people busting out windows and going in there. I guarantee you, a Trump supporter's at work. And if he's not at work, it's probably because of this BS COVID and he's been... He was out of work for a bit. But all these people that are doing this, I've not seen one American flag shirt, not one I stand for the cross. You know, like I stand by the cross, or I stand with the flag, kneel for the cross. None of that. I didn't see any Make America Great hats on those people that are looting the stores. Sorry, a Trump supporter knows what it's like to earn. See, and that's the thing, because here's the big thing. If a black man, this is my store. Most of those, I'm surprised those black people. Oh, see, if a black man owns a store, then he's a sellout to the man. Instead of hey, here's all this free stuff. There's nothing given to you for free. They've gotten a lot of these black people to the point where, I've actually seen people that I could never, this lady makes more than I do, sitting on her butt doing nothing. Absolutely zero. And because she's got like four kids, she's getting like $1,500 a month, $1,500 or something, like ridiculous amount. Whatever she was getting with all her benefits, she goes, I couldn't get a job. I'd have to have like a $25 an hour job to get what I was getting from them, with all the benefits and health care and everything. The food stamps, you get like $1,000 in food stamps, like a card with like $1,500. She was doing nothing. I mean, she can work. She's not disabled. There's a difference between someone that actually has a true ailment and actually cannot work and someone that's just abusing the system. I know people that literally... Well, I'm making more on COVID-19, so on this, and that's why people are so mad. No, Trump is trying to get you to where you're not dependent on the government. You know, like some of these people that have the walkout movement, they have like, yes, I got Section 8. Yeah, I got approved for Section 8, and it's like, but they act like, and that's good. It can be a great stepping stone. I'm not dissing any program here. Don't get me wrong. But when they brag like they're like, yeah, I got Section 8, like it's like winning the lottery instead of... Now, if you're like, hey, I'm homeless, I have nowhere to go, I got approved for Section 8, and I got a job, and I'm going to get myself, and I have the opportunity to possibly be manager and move up, then I'm for it. You know, I'm not dissing any of this stuff. But there are people that are like, yes, like, I'm set for life. Now I got sex out. You know, I'm just going to, and they abuse the system and they live off the government. When they can legally and actually, they're in mind, body, and soul. It's not like they're in a wheelchair and they, pardon me, and they can't do something. They can actually do stuff. And that's the thing. They can actually work. I know people that have muscle issues and stuff that they cannot physically work. And it's one of those things that now I got doctor's notes and I got 7. And guess what, folks? They can't work. And here's proof. And they want to work and they want to do. They hate Ron. But then there's the other people like, man, they can't make me go back to work. COVID-19, they can't make me. No, you just make them more on unemployment right now and you don't want to go back. Yeah, my employer says, yeah, I looked into it. My employer, if we never stopped working, we just got our hours cut, finally got them back. But here's my point. If I wanted to stay home on my own accord, even though the place opened up, then for me, guess what? Good news. I can't get unemployment. And as long as your employer is working, you can work. And that's the thing. So many people, because there are so many people getting off this government stuff, and then I feel like, look at all these countries that were like, screw the government, and screw this. Now, it's like, dear D, this COVID-19 instantly brought people right back to dependent on the government. I want to move on, folks. If anybody, you know, out there grows cannabis or hemp or whatever, do me a favor. There's so much stuff, like when you grow cannabis, like you can take the roots and you can make teas and topicals that can treat pain and gonorrhea and hemorrhaging during pregnancies. They would take their roots. The roots are very good. Never throw away the roots. A lot of vegetables, the roots are so nutrient dense. Like the leaves, you can actually take the leaves and brew them into a tea or use them in, like, juice them. Because you juice it, and then you take and decarboxylate it, and it can help. You can make hash. It's amazing. Like the sugar leaves, you can have lots of, and the sugar leaves, you can have lots of packed trichomes and cannabinoids. And you can make like a good canna butter bubble hash. I mean, seriously, if you take and you make canna butter and you take like your CBD flower or your cannabis and you put your stuff in there and you truss it, when you're done, put that, get hot water and put it in a container with hot water and let it sit like very, very, very hot water and lift that thing out of there and drain as much of that out, and then put it in the fridge and let it sit overnight. And you will not believe how much butter is in that. I know people that take the cheesecloth and they cut it in squares, and they put a little square in their tea, jam-packed. Take all the stems and grind it up for mulch. Always, if you do a probiotic soil, you can always, for the probiotic soil, always reuse it. Add some more biochar and fishbone meal. A microflora or oyster flower. And do some bokashi. Make sure you got something in there on lime to control the pH. Some bat guano. 070. I mean, all these nutrients. You want to make sure you got put some earthworm meal in there. Make sure you got some aeration. And you can use this soil over and over and over again. Alfalfa meal. But there's all kinds of stuff that you don't want to, like the extra leaves, juice them. You can take those, like a juicer, and juice the heck out of that. And then save that, and then make there's tons of, it's not going to be, like a lot of the fan leaves, you're not going to have as much, but still, it's enough. And that and it can be a good thing too, because so many people are into this. You know, it's like do you get like regular weed? Because I don't want to be on the floor unconscious. And that's a big thing. Yeah, you got like I don't need a 25% CBD hemp. I want a cannabidiol rich, but can I try like 13% and see if that's enough? Yeah, sure. I recommend getting a little, if you want to try CBD flower, see if there's a place where you can get it by weight and you can get just and try different ones. But that way you don't be like a kid in a candy store. Buy a whole bunch of stuff that you don't like. But like if you grow, you can make juices and stuff. And there's some very, very, very viable products. I mean, like the stems make great mulch. The roots are very good for topical swabs. Like I said, with the soil can be reused. Just add back nutrients into it. Add some biochar. Add some bokashi. Add some alfalfa meal or kelp meal. Oyster flour. Cowbone meal or fishbone meal. Now, fishbone meal is going to, like a fast acting, but it's not going to be as long lasting. You know, the cowbone meal is going to not act right away, but it's going to be there for the long term. Which I would prefer a cowbone meal over a fishbone meal, but, you know, I don't know super enough to know if you can put, like, fishbone meal for the instant, do, like, a little of both. It's like, this is, the cowbone meal is for, like, the long term, but the fishbone meal is just kind of like the, just to kickstart it. I mean, you probably could. And if you're ever gonna grow and you wanna try stuff on tomatoes. I've always heard if you go on tomatoes, you know, if I lived in a place where I could grow my own hemp, I would. I'd grow my own nice CBD flower. That way I know what I'm getting and I know what's in it. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. And about 9 minutes left in the program, folks. And, you know, I mean, like, when I grew up, I love those kids' shows. Like, what's this? This is an Atari 400. Where's the internet? There was no internet. This is a Sony Walkman. What's a Sony Walkman? They try to put in a tape cassette and... What's a tape cassette? Yeah, you bought an album of one artist that had 10 or 12 songs on it. You just didn't have the ability to listen to whoever you wanted to at the touch of a button. If you wanted to hear the song again, you had to hit rewind and hope you stopped it in time and forward it and click too far reverse. But, you know, I didn't have... I had one of the biggest joys I had growing up was turning on the radio and seeing where we could get No, just wait. Trust me, we're in my backyard. Just wait. I don't believe. No, just wait. Wait till they get to a commercial. Wait till they get to a commercial. Or like, I mean, yeah, or like, I can't wait till they do the, hello, and thank you for tuning in. It is 27 degrees centigrade. And when they say, my boy's like, you're not kidding. What, and we got like Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I'm in Indiana. Like, in the, near the Mohawk State, like an hour north of Indianapolis. Or so, like an hour and 10 minutes north of Indy. It's like, there you go. And I've gotten all the way as Iowa. I had a little Walkman one time with the radio, and I ended up getting, it's 67 degrees at your nation's capital, Pennsylvania Avenue, and I heard, like, it said, like, 67 degrees or 67 or 76 at the nation's capital, and something about Pennsylvania Avenue, and it went out. I got a signal for a little bit. But the way I do my show is based on little bits of people I've heard throughout my life. So, you know, so what I do, what I do. And I forget who it is, but the Tottenham game coming up has been postponed or canceled because of COVID concerns, because a bunch of players, I guess several players have it and they don't want to spread it. And so it's going to be kind of interesting to see how this plays out, like, because there's talk that maybe Manchester United aren't going to spend money, because what if we get locked down again? What if England goes on lockdown again? And it just, what do they do? I mean, do we spend all this money and then, okay, now we've got, like, even more revenue loss and more of this and more of that? I don't know. But, like, they haven't done hardly anything in the transfer window. We're horrible. I don't know. I think there needs to be a fire put under some of those players' butts. And I think it's a combination of that. It's a combination of, okay, well, they can play, but, like, take the five best basketball players and put them on the court, and if they can't play together, then, hey, what good are they? You know, and I kind of feel that way with, you know, I think Pogba and Bruno Fernandes are great players. Together, they don't mesh well. Will they mesh well? Maybe, but I just don't see them working out as on the pit, like, Ronaldo, one of the best players in the league. If you have Ronaldo and Messi on the same team, would it be a good thing or a hindrance? Would one hinder the other, or would one help the other? So it's one of those things, you know. I think with Manchester United, embarrassment FC, stuff's gonna change. I mean, they gotta spend money. I want to see like five or six. I want to see some deadwood gone and five or six players come in here. That way, okay, there's no excuse. If you got Bruno Fernandes, you got Paul Pogba, you got Tevez, you've got, you know, Jadon Sancho, Wan-Bissaka. You've got a good team of players. If they're not compete, if they're not, because I kind of feel like always frustration, like, I don't have the players that I this is what I need, and I'm not getting it. And I want to say, well, like, I'm doing the best I can with the players that I have. I mean, you know, you take, and you're going to have, it's a chess game. You could take the two best players, you could take, Paul Pogba is phenomenal. Bruno Fernandes is phenomenal. They got to figure out how to work together, because right now they don't gel. Right now they're like oil and vinegar. And someone needs to drop in a big egg so that they emulsify. And they're horrible right now. And I hope that they can figure out how to work together, because they can't do that. I mean, we're losing games with players that, in my opinion, they're great players. They should, I mean, Crystal Palace should have been easily beaten. Why they're, I don't know. Some people think, well, there's kind of like a bang, bang, bang. Like, they went from, like, screwed up season to, like, almost right back in. Now, if the players start to gel and work together and figure each other out, I mean, like Jadon Sancho, if we get him, I'm going to be mad, but if we don't get him, I'm going to be mad. And someone goes, well, what does that mean? Very simple. Borussia Dortmund said, this is how much we need, £100 million. Take it or leave it. We're not budging at all, ever. If they finally pay that $107 million, why didn't they just do that back in a month and a half ago so that he would have time to adjust and gel with the team? I firmly believe that they were hoping that players would be going for way less because of COVID, and they'd be like, well, since he went for about half of what he's worth, unfortunately, yeah, you need to lower your price on Sancho because everyone else is going for less. So, and I guarantee you, Borussia Dortmund would still, you know, they agree. I think they agreed on everything, and then Ed Woodward came back and tried to renegotiate and told, no, well, we're not going to pay that now because we're too Dutch. And it's sad, you know. And Ed Woodward supposedly has his house up for sale. And I'm like, people need to treat him like, oh, well, if he has a set price, they need to try to barter, excuse me, and barter with him, and barter with him. And if you don't want to barter, okay, well, I'll pay you 50% now, and then every 5 years I'll pay you 10% until it's completely paid. And have anyone that comes up offer him ridiculous crap like he's trying to do the team. Because they haven't said they're out of the race for Jadon Sancho, but I pray to God we get someone else other than Donny van de Beek. Because I feel like if we got rid of Alexis Sanchez, that's great, but we need to get more Deadwood gone. And I think he is a big hindrance even to this day because, granted, he's not on the payroll. But look at what he made. If he can get that much, I demand that much. See, a lot of people think they're going to come to Manchester United and win, lose, or draw, hell, get a good payday. But got about less than a minute left. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do. And just remember, folks, love goes a long way. And I'm also looking at doing a project about the history of heroes, and I'll get into that more in detail on Thursday. So remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.